אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We will be reading the writings of Baal Sulam. We will be reading the Arvut, starting with item 20. You can find all of our texts on kabbalahmedia.info or on the Galaxy platform itself. There is a book icon you can click on in the upper menu. You can also send us questions live on kab.tv and selected questions related to the lesson will be asked aired here during the lesson.
This is how each and every day we meet. And we see that the situation is only getting worse. Not between us, thanks God, but in the whole world. And this is a sign that humanity is still not advancing, not mitigating its situation, but rather, instead of bringing us towards to the purpose of creation by the way of Achishena, hastening, which is preferable, desirable in the eyes of people and in the eyes of the Creator, we, humanity, because of lack of understanding of what it needs to do and what is happening to it, is advancing in the way of Beito, in due time, meaning through forces that compel it to advance. And this way, we nevertheless, out of lack of choice, we do advance. It is impossible to say that from one day to the next there is already recognition of evil. There is some awareness of the situation, that the situation is bad, and maybe there will be no change for the better ahead. Maybe even the other way around, we are here in a constant decline, and even both the ordinary people accept this, and also the managers, leaders, and the people who do understand these situations and people who don't understand these situations, they all already accept this pandemic, this coronavirus, as some problem that is not just a problem with some virus, but rather it is seemingly a biological reason, a cause, but it comes in order to change our entire life. And from one day to the next, humanity understands it more and more. On the one hand, they think that if we will have as quickly as possible some remedy for it, then we will succeed in rearranging our life the way it was before, meaning people don't understand that this blow that came down to us came only in order to harm our health, not only for that. Rather, there are people who understand, well, somehow not in a complete, integral, closed way, as the wisdom of Kabbalah explains this to us. However, they do understand that here there is some kind of treatment on behalf of nature, of taking care of humanity in a global way, not in order to have us sit at home, not in order to keep us at a 2-meter distance, not in order to harm all kinds of businesses, engagements that used to unite us, to bring us together, like weddings, restaurants, and all kinds of such places where we used to be close to one another. But rather, the problem here is different.
teva urce
nature wants to give us a place, to give us some distance, some time to maybe feel, to maybe understand what this is done for what purpose. Certainly, it's not just the pandemic, it is some higher need, something more integral, more global, more special. Bit by bit, well, humanity may not digest it immediately, but they're on the way to it. They're on the way to it. There is nothing more certain, more effective than the blows. They can certainly close, shut down the right places or connect the right places in our brain, in our head, in order for us to digest the situation. And I hope very much that we will succeed in our dissemination, in disseminating our explanation, explaining why nature is doing that, because everything comes from nature in the end. Nature is an integral global mechanism that works on us, and it brings us gradually, in a gradual form, which you might call evolution, or you might call it the plan of creation, but whichever way it is, we are advancing according to some plan, an upper plan. The wisdom of Kabbalah explains about this in advance, what the plan is, what are the steps that we have to go through, and it is impossible to evade it. You can only replace our method of advancement towards connection between us, which is the goal, from a bad method to a good method. It's the way we educate our children. If they want to hear to what we tell them, then we relate to them in a good way. If they don't want to hear to what we say, but there is no choice, because our goal is that we want to bring them to is a necessary one, then we put pressure on them. Even strike them, as it says, one who spares the rod is one who hates his son, because the goal is predetermined, it's a necessary one, and this is something that we have to do. That's it. So here there is a great problem of dissemination, our dissemination, as much as we will be able to quickly spread the word to everyone. What is the reason for the pandemic, and what are the consequences of that? That we have no work, and soon without money, without food, without who knows what. The more we will explain it, the more we will be able to save on the blows and to bring people to a new order of life, a correct one. We won't let this be done by the forces of nature that usually seem to us as lacking any emotion, lacking any mind. They seem to just strike without any calculation, ruthlessly. This is how we understand it, because they come already after we failed to listen to nature's warnings. and use all kinds of possibilities to reach it through our efforts on a good way. So, let us be a bit more wise. And let's explain it to everyone possible, that all in all, there is no pandemic here, it's not about viruses, there is nothing. What there is simply a single force that is operating either in a tough manner, in a way that it has to pressure us, even though it's not meant to behave in such a way to begin with, but out of lack of choice, just like a parent has to do it towards the children. So we have to explain it. We have to develop. There is no question about that. However, we have ahead of us also a good, nice, quick way. If we will activate our mind and emotion towards that same goal of connection between us and arranging our lives here on the face of this earth in a simple, nice, good way, so that we will know that we need to exist corporeally in a necessary manner, but mostly activate ourselves towards development on the spiritual level. The spiritual level means the connection between us from heart to heart.
PT6.
I wanted to ask, why do we see it becoming worse every day?
We see it for sure, first of all. If we hear from the sources, no, not our spiritual sources, but the corporeal sources, the statistics, we see that a lot more people commit suicide. Many people have panic, anxiety attacks, helplessness, and it's clear that from one day to the next, more and more people remain without any means. More and more people realize that they have no work, and along with that, we see more cruelty being revealed between people instead of the mutual help that should really be revealed in states of such global blows. Even among animals, we see that they get together into one place and they truly stop jumping on one another. Rather, each one of them thinks about where will it find the safest shelter and can wait there until it will pass. We see from one day to the next how much more and more we see incidents of all kinds of mental illnesses, suicides, and more. More and more, from one day to the next, people realize that they have nowhere to come back to. No work, none of it. Earlier, they used to associate themselves with their work, 10 hours a day, and traveling to work, working, shopping on the supermarket and some other things, and this occupied them. They were constantly in this chase. Now they're just sitting with themselves. Money is running out. And there is no work, there is no place to come back to, and they just sit at home. At first, maybe it's good. They sit, they get some rest. There are even those who can find some who can do the work at home from their office. But still these things, bit by bit, come to an end. Our earlier businesses, and it doesn't matter which businesses, they are all shrinking. They become more thin. And this scares people, because then they don't know what humanity can then exist by. It used to be that men were close to the land, so with whatever piece of ground he had a few tomatoes, a few cucumbers, a few chicken there, and some other things. In short, he was able to live somehow, the way that people lived in the in villages. Nowadays, we cannot depict how we can do that. And it's truly a big problem. I heard already from people that they're thinking about arranging in their flats, in those big apartment buildings. They want to have, you know, use one room as a chicken hen, so that at least they'll have something to eat, chicken poop, so they'll have something to eat. So in short, there's a problem here. We're helpless. No one can explain to a person what is the future form that needs to be, and where our voice is still not heard, even though it seems to me that still the ears would become more and more open and listening to our direction. So we'll see. From one day to the next, we have to intensify our dissemination, and I'm asking of everyone not to rely on the fact that we have some people in charge of dissemination or writers. That's just all formal, and maybe it's beneficial, but so far it's not been beneficial. We have to pull in each and every one to this activity of explanation.
May I ask further?
Yes.
Before asking about the problem with the reporters, I want to ask about the public. They feel more and more miserable every day. So what should they expect? To get a better life, for things to become better? What should they expect?
They have no picture, no form of what this is leading us to. Let's say, if it's an illness, then at one point we are going to regain our health. So some people are now sick, maybe even some people will die. We'll spend a little bit of money that we had in our bank or someplace. If we had some or didn't, it doesn't matter. But it will end, and we will come back to our ordinary life. You can see what is the struggle in each and every country. The struggle is about when will we come back to our ordinary life. And all of the politicians are just yelling, oh, I have it. As if each one of them knows how tomorrow we will be able to come back to the way it was. And this is clear to everyone, it's desirable by everyone, because then it's clear to everyone how we will live. But in the meantime, we don't see that. Politicians cannot say it. Now they're just competing on how each one of them knows how to seemingly get back to the good state. But there are not many people who believe that either.
So other than this picture of the past, which is the clearest and most comfortable, people have no template, no pattern to think of as no new image. What to expect?
We are in a process called evolution. No one can say about this. No one can say about this that we are delusionary. We see throughout history you can learn from the past, that we shift from one state to another state, from one state to another state, and all of our states bring us to the next stages and then the next stages, etc. Now, nature is requiring of us to shift to the next stage. We have to try to explain to them that the next stage is humanity that is becoming emotionally closer to one another. That's one. Two, that it keeps its home, everyone together keeping planet Earth. That together everyone cares for our future since we all depend on one another. And these are the states that we have to try to reach.
אפשר להגיד שהציור
you say that this painting of the next stage of evolution, it's a more communal life. It's not
so much about cooperative life. We bring into these definitions when we think about the future, we give them the content of the past. But, well, out of lack of choice, maybe. Yes, certainly we need to try to be closer to one another. We have to understand that planet Earth is compelling us to all think about it, about our home, about ecology, and about each and every one of us, because nevertheless, by that, or in that we cannot have fences between different people, different nations, rather. More and more we have to think about the global situation.
What
is emotional evolution? Emotional evolution is that I have to realize that even though I hate my neighbor and I don't even care about all of the people in the world, I think first and foremost about myself. Along with that, I have to, if I want to survive, I have to think about everyone, because we are all in one boat.
Last question. On one hand, the public, they don't listen to us. Our voice is very weak in humanity. And also I hear between the words that as a group of fighters, we're still not useful or not effective, or dissemination is not effective. So how not to lose this opportunity? What is required of us in the current form?
Look, throughout history, we saw that humanity used to listen to some individuals, but it was on the condition that there was a match between whatever they said, those leaders, and the people who understood them and they wanted the same thing. Then they would connect with them. And that way they were able to break the earlier situation and build a new situation. For us, it's a little bit of a problem. What we are talking about, nobody wants to hear about it. The people don't want to hear about it. And even the leaders who understand that this is the direction that humanity is now heading towards, however, they will not adopt it, because they realize that with that they cannot come out to the people, because then they will stop being leaders or ministers or whatever. So we have a problem. I understand it. And Baal HaSulam had the same problem, and many Kabbalists before him, you're working against human nature. That's clear. But along with that, you have no choice. And you have to go along with the upper force. And nevertheless, in all kinds of different forms, you try to publicize its method, the method of the upper force, to sell it, as we call it, to sell him to the masses, to explain to them that there is no choice, and more and more and more, and that way in the near coming time, we will see once again an acceleration in the development of society and nature and this disease. We will see it. That as much as people want to correct the situation, to fix it in a kind of a peripheral way, to do something, some other cure for the virus and boom, give some more money to something, it's not going to help. It's not going to help. Rather, all in all, we have to realize that we have to understand the general course of nature, that it will not give us the possibility to get back to the situation the way it was. It's gone. Today, after half a year of this pandemic, it's clear to everyone that truly going back, it's not going to happen. To the contrary, we're entering even bigger problems. If once we had money, we were organized, today, not anymore. Today, we are living in very loose forms. So we have to continue our dissemination duty.
Do we need the ears of the leaders or the ears of the public?
Both this and that. We need the ear of the public, that's for sure. The ear of the leaders, we need it, because through this we'll be able to change their mind a little bit, because they also want to change and be in line with the general flow, the general decline, the general recession, retreat. They want to understand it, and so we have to be with them also. If it was up to me, then in turn, in addition to our whole dissemination department, I would create some document, really a document about this situation, this knowledge about our method. And I would send it to leaders, especially in Israel, the ministers and all of those, that we have a way to reach them. We have no problem with that. And on the other hand, to the whole world, to all of the leaders of the entire world, I would do that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Rehovot.
The question is, in our dissemination, don't we need to focus on the younger generation? They suffer most from uncertainty. They need to live in this world. They're open to this message, because our generation is pretty locked and in the old paradigms.
You're right. We really need to have a kind of blow of dissemination to the younger generation. They're more free to hear us, and also they are relatively in a worse situation than the older generation, because young people have actually more cases of suicide, despair, panic, drugs, all of those things. They truly suffer a lot. They are discovering a world without a future, which is so much required in these ages. So we need to try to organize such a circle of our writers that would know how to turn to the younger generation. So we need to be concerned about this as well. Yes. How do we organize a circle of writers for the younger generation? They have specific problems there. Certainly it needs to be a specific approach. They have their own lives, etc. So how can we reach out to them in a way that they will understand it, they will read about it, and they will identify with us?
Turkey too.
Dear Rav, our friend is asking, how should we approach the lowest level of society without education? What about the situation of very poor and uneducated people?
כיצד עלינו לפנות לרבדים הנמוכים ביותר בחברה, אנשים שאין להם השכלה, עניים?
אני לא יודע איך אתה מגיע אליהם, גם כן.
I don't know how you can reach out to them also. Can you do it through the internet? You simply have to turn to them, wherever they are, wherever they're, whatever sources they're nourished from, you need to try to get in there. Look what people write there, in what style, in what form, and try to disseminate, write in those places in a style that is suitable for them, but with your agenda. This is how it's done.
Africa.
Good morning, Rav. Regarding the question of how to reach the younger generation, I've experienced that through my work, and the problem with us is that we are locked in apps like WhatsApp, where the young people, they are not there, and Facebook, depending on the continent, the young people, they don't like to read. They only look at videos at one another, and it's placed, depending on the continent, it's places like Instagram or Snapchat, where you can get an emotional, visual feeling of whatever is advertised to you. I just wanted to share that. Toda.
Yes, they're right. Because most of the information we get it through eyesight, and far less we get through hearing. That is true. And also in eyesight you have many kinds, and in hearing you have many kinds. So there's no choice. This is what dissemination is about. We need to be precisely in the same form to appear before them as they wish to see and hear it. Yes. That's clear.
Latin form.
Querido maestro, la pregunta es, ¿cuál debe ser?
Dear teacher, the question is,
al interior de la decena, para que la sociedad tenga un comportamiento coherente,
how should we comport ourselves in the ten for the society to have the right perspective, the right way to relate to life?
Only connection. What else is there to ask about here? Only connection, which is more and more intensive, more and more expansive. That's the only thing we need to do, just to bring ourselves to this form of a single plea of Adam HaRishon prior to the shattering. This is the goal of our existence. And for that, if not for us, then nature will push us to that. Either we will be pushed there, we will reach there through the way of Torah, through the expanding connection between us, or nature will push us into that same state through suffering. The state is one. The way to it is either a good one or a bad one, or it can be in the middle, in combination of the two of them.
Latin 7.
Rob, buen día. Es una pregunta de Miguel que está traduciendo.
Good morning, Rob. A question from Miguel, who's translating. He asks, how will the upper power, the upper force, help us in making the public listen to us? And why doesn't it do it?
The upper force does not change. Rather, this is how we speak. It doesn't change. It's because we change ourselves. We are the only element in creation that can change. If, and our changes are only in us coming closer or moving away from each other, only that. So to the extent that we do come closer, that is, we have, we're in an inclination to unite ourselves in the Kli of Adam Rishon. In this way, we feel how the upper light is working in us more out of our effort. If we don't make this effort by ourselves, then that same upper light, according to the engine that is in it, that brings all the bad back to the good, it works on us and it pulls us forward. And we feel this pulling forward as something very uncomfortable. It could be wars, troubles, great suffering. That's it. The Creator doesn't choose like people how to behave this way or that way. For Him, it's He made the law, and it cannot be breached. If we go in a good way, it's good for us. If we go in a bad way, it's bad for us. We choose. We have free choice. Only that. The Creator, only us, the Creator has no choice. No one has a choice besides mankind.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Раф. Вот если бы у нас была возможность обратиться к правительству, вот что нам...
Thank you, Raf. If we had the opportunity to turn to governments, what should we tell them?
That we are in a process where nature is pressuring us to change society into a form that is more social, more uniform, and for that purpose, we have to explain to everyone that there is no choice, rather evolution that we are in is compelling us to get closer, to become more friendly, to determine, establish social systems that are more inclusive, that they will take care of everyone, that in the end we will have to reach a state of equality where we're all working for the sake of the general society, the collective society, etc., etc. You might say in a socialistic direction, it doesn't matter, but this is what nature wants to happen, and it will happen, either forcefully by nature or with our agreement. The wise one sees what is coming. We need to look ahead to see where nature is leading us, and at least, well, not far away, some communistic form that we might have at the end. No, but rather look at things that are necessary according to how we are evolving. This is what we have to explain in a gentle way, a comfortable way. And that only by us going towards connection between us, towards changing our lives so that we won't allow the opening of businesses that are completely redundant, but to the contrary, we will build a new economy, which is not for the sake of making a profit, so that this profit, later on we have no idea where it goes. But rather, well, in short, we need to sit down and write these things and send them, truly send them to various institutions and governments. I'm in favor of this. However, we have to sit down together and write such a document, check it thoroughly, and arrange it in such a way that it will be close to what they're willing to read, what they love to read, what they're capable of understanding, and continue in such a way.
Latin 7.
Rab, gracias. ¿Por qué no estamos avanzando? ¿Por qué está tan detenido nuestro avance y no vemos casi desesperanzado?
Rab, thank you. How come we're not advancing? Why did our advancement seemingly stop? We feel almost despair.
Rab,
because you're sitting and waiting for it to change. Without pressuring yourself and searching for how you can bring about a change. That's it. You hear from me a few explanations about the situation, and that's enough for you in order to not do anything. Latin 2.
Rab, siguiendo el comentario que hizo nuestro amigo de África, hay un problema también.
Continuing the words of our friend from Africa.
Debido a la nutrición, porque la nutrición de ellos está basada en azúcar. Y esto no les permite concentrarse ni escuchar, ni tienen fortaleza para estar una hora sentados escuchando una lección. Es muy doloroso ver que
there's a problem with the young generation. They eat only sugar, so they have no patience to sit down and listen to what we're saying. It's very painful to see.
Okay, we've heard about it. We're not going to go against sugar and all of these things. You have your own philosophers. Wait with that.
Santiago.
Me da un poco de pena el derrotismo de los amigos del mundo.
I feel a little. I feel it's a shame that the friends feel that they're. They're speaking as though we're failing, and they don't understand that the Creator is the one who makes it all happen. All across history. Now, what I want to say is that the result doesn't matter. We need to do everything we can, everything that's in our power to do, right? That's my question.
We nevertheless need to tell ourselves that everything depends on us. And that through our actions, through an awakening from below, we can reach the correction and not, God forbid, wait for this correction to come down to us from above, because this is a very big, great path of suffering. It's terrible. All of our sources say about it how much we could have great problems, pressures, wars, in order to obligate humanity to change by force and not by thinking. And therefore, we don't want to wait for changes that come through nature, but only through our own pressure, by our own actions that are directed.
French.
Good morning. Can we use any form of art to disseminate?
Of
course we can, without a doubt. That's a French approach. PD6. Rav, over the last 6 months, a very interesting phenomenon is happening. On the one hand, the world is seemingly collapsing, shattering. On the other hand, the big companies in the world are getting stronger. They had their best financial results ever. Amazon, Microsoft, Google, all of these companies, it seems like there are two opposite lines here. The more the world is collapsing, these companies are rising.
Yes.
Can you explain what is going on here? Maybe they are the place that we have to talk to. Maybe we need to go to the managers of these companies and convince them.
No. What will you convince them of? To earn less? What are you talking about even? Is this logical? No. Or maybe you should go to those people who make armaments to convince them not to make armaments. Try it. Let's see.
But these companies are producing things that this new world needs. This is why they're rising. They're not rising for no reason.
So what's the problem?
So I'm asking whether these people who lead all of these big corporations, maybe they are the audience, that they're the people who need to understand what this world is going to.
They're thinking only about profit. What are you talking about?
They're not only thinking about, who's not thinking about profit? My prime minister is also thinking about profit, so they're also thinking about profit. What's the difference? Why do I go to him and I don't go to them?
What do you want to tell them, to explain to them? You need to turn to a person with a lack. You turn to that lack, and you explain to him that you have a way to fulfill his lacks. What do you have with which to fill their lacks?
Their lack is a simple one. They want to be greater, stronger.
Yeah. So they have it. They have it already.
Again, I'm asking because opposite the world that is collapsing, shattering, they're getting stronger. So
what will they say? Mister, go away. God bless. We see the good future. And that's it. So the whole world is going to crash. Let it crash. But we will grow and rise. Yes, we will. Will we be kings of the world? Yes. Good. Thank you very much. We don't need you. Ashkelon too.
Regarding the inner pressure that an earlier friend asked about, how can I ask to have more inner pressure? What am I supposed to ask for so that there would be more inner pressure?
You're supposed to ask only to understand better, more and more, what the problem is, what the source of the problem is, how to work against it in order to bring the world one step forward. That is all. Turkey too.
Our friend House of Love is asking. We came out of a powerful virtual congress. How should we build ourselves as friends in this pandemic and other difficult conditions? What kind of art should we build?
We see
that on one hand, of course, our goal continues to be connecting each one in his tens, and connecting between the tens. But with that, perhaps to a limited extent, in an external manner, to disperse our materials, our knowledge about the pandemic, the reason for it, and everything that follows to the whole world, the external world. That's what we need. So the direction is clear, the directions rather. We grow stronger inwardly, and with that we also inform the whole world regarding the cause of the crisis. Holland 1.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning, friends. It appears to me that our convincing power is not so much in the argument, but more in the substance we are able to convey because of the connection between us. And what we saw for sure in Holland and probably also in other parts of the world was like when we made like the world clear this leap towards this virtual environment, like already in kind of harmony with the virus, there was much more substance in our communication. There was more ability to hear us, and it was not about our arguments, it was about our connection. Rav, can you for us give, do you see a next step for us, a new aim where we can create between us a new leap of connection where we have again this kind of substance that people will feel, it's not our arguments, it's not our words, it's really our connection that they feel and understand. Yeah, this is something.
You are talking about a spiritual act where through the connection between us, even without having to say anything, we will influence the whole world and the world will feel that this is how it needs to be. This is, yes, indeed, a good and nice spiritual action, but I don't see that we're actually able to do this yet. We will come to it, but for the time being, we don't have that spiritual power. We're on our way to discovering it.
United with G4.
Игорь, микрофон.
Микрофон. Тов. Челябинск. Челябинск.
Вы сказали, что нужно обращаться к тем, у кого есть хисарон. Могли бы вы...
You said that we have to turn to those who have a deficiency. Can you elaborate?
There's nothing much to explain here. If a person is suffering, you can turn to him through that suffering. And if he's not suffering, then he won't listen to you. Because he has no open lack, right? He doesn't suffer, he's not suffering, he cannot listen to anything. It's clear to us from our lives. Peter 2.
Да, вопрос такой, что вот наше единство, оно в силу подобия привлекает свет, а когда мы хотим расширить
connection draws light. When we wish to expand.
Достаточно некоторым прочитать одно предложение, согласиться.
You said once that it's enough if just a few people will read what we're saying, will agree with it, and that is already a correction. Maybe we should take 5 or 10 rules and just
BBUK. We will try. Show me what you're writing there.
Hi, Rav. BBUK. This is following on from the question about the billionaires who were making money still in the present climate. With these people still look at these people and they see them as something they should aspire to. People still want to aspire to be rich, and when they see the likes of Jeff Bezos with all this money, they think that, or at least some people think that this is where they want to aim their lives towards.
First, people will want it, on the one hand. On the other, this way of life that we'll see soon. The new form life will take will show us that it's better for us to settle for more humble, normal, safer things. Things we can actually guarantee to ourselves. So long as we establish a normal life in a good society, people will want to be more affiliated with a safe society rather than all sorts of great achievements in terms of money, respect and control. Right, friends, we still do have to approach the article. Right, please, Gilad.
Yes, so we're reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam. We're reading the Aravut article, continuing with item 20. Item 20. But the end of the correction of the world will only be by bringing all the people in the world under his work. As it is written, then the Lord will be king over all the earth. In that day, the Lord will be one and his name one. The text specifies on that day and not before. And there are several more verses. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and all the nations will flow unto him, etc. However, the role of Israel towards the rest of the world resembles the role of our holy fathers towards the Israeli nation. As the righteousness of our fathers helped us develop and cleanse until we became worthy of receiving the Torah, for were it not for our fathers who observed the whole of the Torah before it was given, we would certainly not be any better than the rest of the nations. So it is upon the Israeli nation, through Torah and mitzvot, Lishma, to qualify itself and all the people in the world to develop until they take upon themselves that sublime work of love of others. This is the ladder for the purpose of creation, which is Dvekut with him. Thus, each and every mitzvah that each person from Israel performs in order to bring contentment to one's maker,
which can be only by coming together, coming closer to each other, forming the broken vessel into a whole vessel,
and not for any reward and self-love, helps to some extent with the development of all the people in the world. This is because it is done not at once, but by slow, gradual development, until it increases to such a degree that it can bring all the people in the world to the desired purity. And this is what our sages call shifting the balance to merit, meaning that the necessary weight of purity has been achieved. They compare that to weighing on a scale, where the shifting of the balance is the achievement of the desired weight.
Continue.
Item 21. These are the words of Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, who said that the world is judged by its majority. He was referring to the role of the Israeli nation to qualify the world to a certain measure of purity until they are worthy of taking upon themselves his work, no less than Israel were worthy at the time they received the Torah.
The service of Israel means to perform actions only in order to bestow to others.
In the words of our sages, it is considered that they have attained enough virtues to overcome the side of sin, which is the filthy self-love. Clearly, if the side of merit, which is the sublime attainment of the sublime knowledge of the benefit of loving others, transcends the filthy side of sin, they become qualified for the decision and the agreement to say, we will do and we will hear, as Israel said. But before they obtain sufficient merits, self-love will certainly prevail, and they will refuse to assume his burden. Our sages said, one who performs one mitzvah, happy is he, for he has sentenced himself and the whole world to the side of merit. This means that an individual from Israel finally adds his own part to the final decision, as one who weighs sesame seeds and adds them one by one to the scale until the balance shifts. Certainly, each one takes part in this shifting, for without it, the sentencing, the shifting would never be completed. Similarly, it is said about the acts of an individual from Israel that he sentences the whole world to the side of merit. This is because when the matter ends, and the whole world has been sentenced to the side of merit, each and every one will have a share in this shifting. For were it not for his actions, the shifting would have been deficient. Thus you find that Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, does not dispute the words of our sages that all of Israel are responsible for one another. Rather, Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, speaks of the correction of the whole world in the future, whereas our sages speak of the present, where only Israel have taken upon themselves the Torah.
So indeed, that one time it happened with the group. The group observed the condition of avut for a short time, and it had to be that way. And it broke up, it shattered, and intermingled with all the peoples on all the continents. That's what happened with Israel of then, in the past. And now it's the end of correction of the whole world. And after all this ends, the whole world needs to come to connection and correction. And in this correction, everyone, each and everyone, has to be in avut with the others, a guarantor for the others. What is it, Gilad?
Rab, up to the shifting, what is the difference between the first sesame seed, the 10th one, or the 1,000th one that you place on the scale?
I don't follow.
Up to the point of shifting, we're constantly working on achieving our vote between us in the 10, between the 10s.
Yes. So you work, you're still not in effect. You're still not in the action. You're not actually performing it. You only want to perform it. When you make the determination, when you shift it, that's it. By your action, then, you act on others who feel, who understand what it means to be in avut.
Nevertheless, is there a difference between the people who are experienced in this work and those who are beginners, those who are in the middle? What is the difference in...
They are all following, performing the same actions, only to lesser or greater degrees of understanding and awareness through the path of Torah or the path of suffering, but everyone serve. Everyone, they're all servants of the Creator. If you ask me, the whole world, the whole of reality is observing the Lord's will, right? That's from above. But from below, the extent to which we can identify with that, that's our work.
And the Creator's will is this arvut that we're trying to achieve?
Yes.
Between us?
Yes, only that. All right? I see that Latin there those groups. Latin. They're not calm. Latin.
Gracias, Latin. ¿Qué más podemos hacer para hacer realmente esta gran fuerza de cambio en la sociedad? Además de estudiar, de
what else can we do in order to truly achieve
y de participar en las clases,
a significant change in society beyond intensifying the unification between us and participating in lessons? How should the relations with the 99 be like?
They can only be such that you disseminate to them, you explain to them, you help them. You help them also be on the path towards Avut, because the general plan is for the whole world, all of humanity, to enter the Avut, and then we all return to being one vessel, one soul, the soul of Adam Rishon.
Africa.
Shalom Rav. I have two questions. My first question is, is it the world who is not listening to us, or is it us, student of Nebao, who don't believe that we can really make a change in the world? This is my first question.
We're not performing, right? With all our strength, with all our might, we're not doing what's upon us to do. And it doesn't relate to how much I understand or how much I don't understand. It's forbidden to wait for tomorrow, because tomorrow I may be wiser and know better how to publicize this. It's a matter of correction. It's like a sick person that's in front of you, and you wait, perhaps tomorrow there'll be better medicine. Do you have something to help him today? Then help him. You help him. And there is no choice there. You help. With what? With what you have. Tomorrow may be better. But for now, in the meantime, you give him what you have, which will also help. It will also help. Perhaps it's the opposite. Perhaps the advanced medicine that will come tomorrow will not be effective if you don't give him what you have today. Because you're in a state where you need to promote your patient, all of humanity, towards awareness, consciousness, feeling, attainment. Where everyone is occupied with spiritual work, gradually, of course, this is done in advance. Clear?
I have also, I have my second question is, I want to say that we started to give a course on Facebook with the African students and friends. And the name of the course is The Purpose of the Society. It is based on the writing of Rabash, where we are trying to explain that the value that Rabash gives us inside the group. Normally, the whole humanity will have to live with this value. And my question is it? I feel like maybe we are us Nebao. Maybe we are not using enough this weapon of Rabash. That because I felt that Rabash is writing for the whole world, not just maybe it start by the 10, but the whole world will have to live according to the principle that Rabash writes. My question is, do you think that maybe it's something maybe we can start to open also between us here in Nebao? Because it's not, we all the time spoke about Rabash, but only between us.
No, of course, we need to speak about how all these principles can actually be applied all over the world, in humanity, in the people. If right now we don't start publicizing ourselves, advertising ourselves to humanity, we will not advance. One thing depends on the other.
Maybe
clear?
can organize with the, maybe we, the friends can organize with Rav a course that Rav will try to bring down this writing of Rabash and open them. I feel like it's a big weapon that we are not using enough.
תתחילו לארגן בלי רב.
Start organizing without Rav. Don't pull me into everything you're doing. Everything you do. Is that clear? Act alone. Start working alone. Otherwise, you really won't advance.
Itafo.
Sì, buongiorno, Rav. Quali sono le azioni che devo realizzare?
Good morning, Rav. What are the actions that I have to actualize in the 10 in order for me to be certain that I'm doing spiritual work?
Rav, lo shomim.
Rav, we don't hear you.
Hibur. Ata chayav la'asot. Pu'olat ha-hibur.
Connection is what you have to do. The act of connection alone. Hebrew 10.
Toda Rav.
Thank you, Rav. About this uniform letter. What should this letter bring out of us? Because it feels like something that you've been demanding for a long time and we haven't been hearing your demand.
I
have nothing more to add. You need to start understanding that you're not advancing, that you're really stepping in the same place and running in place, and your advancement up towards the Creator depends on your expansion, your broad expansion, right? Towards wider circles, and from you towards all the wider circles. That's it. Gilan.
Item
22. And this is what Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, quotes from the writings. One sinner destroys much good. It has already been explained in item 20 that the impression that comes to a person when engaging in mitzvot between man and the Creator is completely the same as the impression he gets when engaging in mitzvot between men and men. Since one is obligated to perform all the mitzvot lishma for her sake without any hope for self-love, meaning that no light or hope returns to him through his trouble in the form of reward or honor, etc. Here, at this exalted point, the love of the Creator and the love of his friend unite and actually become one. In this manner, one effects a certain measure of advancement on the ladder of love of others in all the people of the world in general. Since that degree which this individual caused by his actions, whether large or small, ultimately joins the future in shifting the world to the side of merit, since his share has also been added and it joins the shifting. As written about in the allegory about the one who weighs sesame seeds, one who commits one sin, meaning he cannot overcome and conquer his filthy self-love, therefore he steals or does something of the sort, he sentences himself and the whole world to the side of sin. This is because with the disclosure of the filth of self-love, the lowly nature of creation is reinforced. Thus, it takes away a certain amount from the sentencing to the final side of merit, like a person removing from the scale that single sesame seed his friend had put there. Thus, to that extent, he slightly elevates the side of sin.
It
turns out that he regresses the world, as they said. One sinner destroys much good. Because he could not overcome his petty lust, he pushed the spirituality of the whole world backward.
The world is still advancing, and humanity is still advancing. And if we don't participate in this to the extent that we must, because this is why we received our advancement, we received the ability to feel, to understand where we are. If we do not promote humanity as we must, by that we are seriously wronging ourselves. So be careful. There were such problems that happened in the past where people who received an awakening from above in order to promote humanity and they did not use it correctly, they actually came to a state of, they got punished. And punishment is also a correction, but in such a way where it's only after great suffering that they begin to understand how to correctly actualize themselves.
Kiev 2.
Да. Все наши решения, которые мы предлагаем, они в вере. Нужно верить, что...
All these things that we propose, they're related to faith. You need to believe that it's going to be good. And we have to work against ourselves. How can we disseminate these decisions? Are they suitable for people?
I don't know exactly what you're talking about. It seems to me that you're wrong. You need to accept what the others write. Namely, that after we check what our reporters, what our writers write, we then get confirmation that we can publish it, and then we publish it. And it's not like you're saying, all this philosophy, how can we do this and that. The best thing for you is to take what experienced people write, the things that have been checked also, and confirmed and approved, and that you publish. That's the best. Latin 7.
Gracias, Rab. ¿Qué es y cómo reprimir mis
pasiones? I didn't quite understand the question. Can you please repeat?
Está escrito en el artículo al final que dice que hay que reprimir las pequeñas pasiones. ¿Qué es y cómo?
It says at the end of the article that I have to depress my petty lusts. How do we do that? Overcome our petty acts.
We don't repress anything. We don't act to limit ourselves. We always act by elevating, magnifying something that's good, and then the value of the bad thing is lowered. You understand? That's how we act. We're not going to repress or erase anything. We're only acting from the side of good, and then the bad side receives its decline. That's how we act, everywhere and in everything. Engage in the good, in the right, in advancement. Opposite that, you will see how the other side declines in importance, declines in its power, and so on. That's how we need to act. Let's continue to a song and the second part.
So let's sing together.
Hashem.